Good morning, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹早。
I don't come here often, but every time I come, I feel excited.
我不常来，但是每一次我来都觉得很兴奋。
I do appreciate the opportunity to share God's word.
我很感激有这个机会分享神的话。
I find it very ironic that God picked somebody like me to speak.
我觉得。有一点讽刺，像我这样的人可以为神说话。
Growing up, two things I hate the most.
成长过程中有两件事我最常做。
Being in front of people and speaking.
在人面前说话。
So again, God is humorous.
神是很幽默的。
So today the burden God has placed upon me is from Ephesians chapter 4.
今天神把一个负担放在我心中，是以弗所书第四章。
The book of Ephesians talk about what Christ has done for his people.
整本以弗所书在讲基督为他的百姓所做的。
And there's a very special emphasis on the importance of God's body, when body of Christ, which is the church.
其中有相当的程度强调神的身体。那么基督耶稣就是这个身体。
And then this spoke to me particular hard in the past year or two.
有一个独特的一点它触摸我的心在过去这一两年中。
Because the past, two, three years, we all gone through the pandemic.
因为这过去两三年我们都经过疫病。
And then in the early phases of the pandemic, just like the church, we were asked to stay home.
在早期疫病初期我们都留在家里。
And in the beginning, it's actually quite nice.
在开始的时候实在是很难受。
You know, and it's quite nice.
哦、oh, 对不起实在是很好。
I mean, not nice for other people, but for me, I enjoyed it.
对别人不一定好对我非常我很享受。
And the reason is, our church service starts at 10, so I get to wake up at 9:55.
同样，因这个原因的教会的聚会，我可以九点四十五。
9:55。
哦，九点五十五分就才起床。
And then turn on YouTube or Zoom, and then while people are kind of getting together, I can start my coffee and heat up my food.
然后我打开 YouTube, 打开聚会的东西，然后同时呢，我在等别人的时候，我可以去热一热咖啡，热热我的食物。
And doing communion, I don't really have to dial in. And doing the worship, I can just get up and walk around the house. I don't even have to change.
擘饼的时候，我也不需要一直在那边低着头。聚会的过程中，我也可以到处走来走去。
And I remember once it was my turn to share the Sunday message.
我记得有一次是轮到我来分享主日的信息。
Back then, all we do is we sit in front of the camera, so they don't see the bottom half of my body, right?
在当时是有一个摄像头对着我的上半身，下面就照不到。
So on the upper half, I looked nice, right? I wore this shirt.
在那个时候，为了这样，我就穿着我的衬衫，穿得很好。
On the bottom half, I just wore my shorts.
在下面，我就穿我的短裤。
Because who's gonna see, right? I can just relax. I don't like to dress up.
谁能看到呢？我喜欢放松一点，所以我不喜欢一直穿得很整齐。
But then after that sharing, God kind of spoke to my heart.
在那次的分享之后，神开始向我的心说话。
He asked me, "Who are you speaking for?"
他问我，你在为谁说话
？What are you doing?
你在做什么
？And I kind of Initially, I was kind of, proud of, because I can relax a little more.
起初我觉得我有点自得，因为我可以放松。
But after God spoke to me, I felt embarrassed. I felt humiliated. I felt shameful.
可是当神向我说话以后，我觉得不自在，而且觉得很丢脸，很羞愧。
Because I felt like I was no longer worshiping a holy God.
因为我发现我并不是在敬拜一位神圣的神。
I felt like I was just playing church.
我发现我只是在玩弄教会。
Like attending church is no different than watching TV.
好像参加教会聚会跟看电视是没有什么两样。
I can get up, walk around, drink, and go to the bathroom as freely as I wish.
我可以起来看这个转一转，上厕所，喝喝水。
I don't feel like I was in God's presence.
我不觉得我是在神的面前。
I was simply just watching church.
我只是在观看教会。
You know how we watch TV? Now I'm just doing the same thing, but with church.
就像我在看电视一样，只是不是电视节目，而是教会。
So God started asking me, like, what is church to me?
神向我说，教会对你意义是什么？
Like, why do I even bother doing this church stuff?
我为什么要那么麻烦去做这些教会的事物？
And then, as I mentioned before, the book of Ephesians, they kind of focus on God, on the church.
我说过，以弗所书是集中在神的教会。
And then, so I started to realize how big of a deal is church to Christ.
我开始了解这个教会对神来说是多么大的一件事。
That the incredible plans that he has for his church, based on some of the realities described in his book.
他对教会的一些基本的一些观念就陈述在这本书里。
Like if you jump to some of the, let's jump to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, 3 and 4.
你如果看到以弗所书第一章一节、三节、四节。
He goes, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
Sorry, 我可能 quote
Ephesians chapter 1.
Yes, 对不起。
Verse 3 and 4.
Sorry. 以弗所书第一章第一节、三节、四节。愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Like this is serious. He blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
这实在很特别，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And before the foundation of the world, before this world was formed, right? He chose us.
而且就在世界创立世界以前，就在世界的建立之前，他在基督里拣选了我们。
He chose us before, like New Jersey was here. He chose us before we were conceived. He chose us before our parents even existed.
他拣选我们是在甚至有纽泽西之前，甚至在我们在父母的母亲身体里受孕，父母生育我们之前。
And then if we fast forward to chapter 3, verse 10.
你再往后看。
Why did he do that? Why did he choose us? Why did he give us every blessing?
为什么他要给我们各样的祝福，各样的恩典？
Chapter 3, verse 10 says, His intent was that now, through this church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms.
So, chapter
3? Chapter 3, verse 10.
第三章第十节，为要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
And so, as a Christian, we have been given every spiritual blessing in heavens to make known the wisdom of God to rulers and authorities.
我们成为基督徒，我们得到各样神的恩赐，能力，是为了成为对于世界成为一个见证。
Guys, do you know how big of a deal this is?
各位，你知道这是多么大的一件事情？
You know how excited we get when we get into a college of our dreams, or get a job that we want, or get a promotion that we've been desiring.
当我们得到进入到我们最梦想的大学，得到最想要的这个执照，或者是得到最想要的工作，我们是何等的兴奋。
But just imagine, you have been called by the Creator of this universe to be his witness to the rulers and authorities of this world.
但是想想，你被这位创造天地的主呼召，而成为 这个世界上众执政掌权者的见证人。
And then, so the burden I have this morning is to get us thinking, like, how are we in the church? How am I walking in the church?
而今天我们要看，我们在这个教会中，我们是如何行事为人。
Did COVID somehow mutate our relationship with the church so that we're just, you know, taking church too casually?
是不是这个疫病使我们对跟神的关系都僵化了，所以我们对于来聚会敬拜是啊非常的随意。
Is church just an afterthought, something I can do or don't? If I can come to church if I have time, but if I got something better to do, no, it's okay. I'll go to church next week.
是不是我们来教会只是在我们没事做的时候，没有更好的事情做的时候，我们就来教会？
We often think about our relationship with God, right? We often think about our relationship with Jesus, but we don't often think about our relationship with the church.
我们经常想到我们跟神、跟耶稣基督的关系，可是我们不常想到我们跟教会的关系。
So, am I walking in a way that Paul want us to walk with the church, or am I just doing something on my own?
我是不是照着像保罗所说的对教会的方式行事为人，还是我自己在自己的家中随意？
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6.
我们翻到以弗所书第四章一到六节。
So this is the passage I'm going to share from today.
这是我今天要跟大家分享的经文。
So I will read verse 1 through 6, and my sister will read it in Chinese.
Okay. 我读经文，姐妹读中文。
I'm also reading the NIV version. As a prisoner of the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have been called. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There's one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called.One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐而合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个。正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
The very first verse 1, Paul says, I urge you.
第一节保罗说，我劝你们。
You to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
你们是要与蒙召的恩相称。
Paul is not speaking to the ministers. Paul is not speaking to deacons. Paul is not speaking to professionals or full-time church employees. Paul is speaking to every single one of us.
保罗并不是在对这个传道人，或者是执事长老，或者是专业人士，或者是全时间服侍的人说这些话，他是对我们每一个人说。
He's saying, you, if you call yourself Christian, if Jesus Christ is your Savior and Lord, this is for you.
如果你称自己是基督徒，耶稣基督是你的救主，那么这些经文就是对你说的。
He says, you walk in a manner worthy.
他说你要行事为人与蒙召的恩相称。
What does it mean, worthy?
什么叫相称？
Right, when we hear the word worthy, how do we feel? Are you worthy? Right?
我们听到这个配得，你觉得这个配得对你来说是什么意思？
Are you worthy for this job? Are you worthy for this school? Are you worthy to go date this girl? You know?
你配得这个工作，你配得进入这个学校，或者你配得跟这个女孩子约会。
Paul is not saying you gotta make yourself worthy for God.
保罗并不是在说你需要使你自己配得神的 神的选召。
But he's saying, do you recognize how much you are worth in the eyes of God?
他是乃是在说，你知不知道你在神的眼中，你实在是非常的有价值。
The new life that he has given us is so worthy.
他所赐给我们的新生命是这么的宝贵。
You are so worthy.
你是这么的宝贵，有价值。
The focus is not on what we can or cannot do.
重点不是在我们能做什么，不能做什么。
The focus is on the worth of our calling.
重点是在这个呼召本身是那么的有价值。
I'm using an example most of us should be able to relate.
让我举个例子，大家都可以连在一起。
When I first got married, me and the wife, life was good, right?
当我结婚，刚结婚，我和我的姐妹，我的姐妹非常好。
Life is simple, it's very sweet, there's nobody to bother us.
生活很简单，一切都很甜美，没人打扰我们。
And we have vacation plans, we have short-term plans, we have long-term plans, we have financial plans, we have goals.
我们有各样的计划，教会的计划，财务的计划，我们很有目标。
We plan like we gotta visit this country, we gotta go to this cruise, we gotta go see this person. We have a lot of fun planned.
我们有各种好玩或者各种的计划，我们要去去这个国家旅游，我们去哪个渡轮玩，然后我们去做各样的事情。
But then 2 years after we got married, something happened.
但是两年结婚两年之后，有一件事情发生了。
We found out that she was going to be a mother, and I was going to be a father.
我发现她要做妈妈了，我要做爸爸了。
That means we can't go on vacations anymore. That means I can't use the money, my money, the way I wanted to anymore.
这个意味着说我不能去度假了，我不能用我的钱来做我想做的事了。
All my dreams were shattered.
所有的梦想通通都破碎了。
Now I must turn my life around so that my life is 100% supporting my children.
我需要转过身来，把我的百分百的这个力量来照顾我的孩子。
Now why would I do that?
为什么我要这么做呢？
We have parents in this room, right? Why would you do this for your kids?
我们在座有很多是家长，你为什么为你的儿女做这样的事？
I want to go on vacation, but I can't.
我想去度假，可是我不行。
The reason is because we all know that this child is worthy.
我们都知道，因为这个孩子是值得我们这么做的。
The calling to be a parent is worth the sacrifice.
蒙召做一个家长是值得这样的牺牲的。
Yeah, it's okay if I don't go on vacation anymore, but because spending time, effort, and all the resources I have on this child is worthy the call of a parent.
不能去度假没有关系，因为我花时间、精力还有金钱来养育这个孩子，值得我蒙召成为家长这个事实。
Do you guys understand this now? That the whole concept of worthy of the calling.
你们明不明白这个观念，就是配得这个恩召。
The calling God has given us is way bigger.
神所给我们的呼召是远远大过这些。
Way bigger than even a newborn.
远远大过这些新生孩子。
It's cosmetic. That's cosmetic. It's eternal.
这是个永恒的永远的价值。
And so it makes me sad seeing people wasting a lot of time on temporary things.
所以这使得我心里很忧伤，看见很多人浪费时间在这个世界上短暂的事物。
Because they don't see their calling worthy, so they continue to go on what they think is more worthy.
因为他们不能看见神给他们的呼召是如此的贵重，所以他们继续做他们认为值得做的事。
And if we find this calling worthy, how do we respond?
当我们第一次看到这个有价值的呼召，我们如何回应？
And then verse 3 teaches the principle, and verse 2 talks about the how do we respond.
第三节就提到第二节的这个 principle. I mean, can you say it again? Sorry.
So verse 2 talks about the how, what do we do? And verse 3 talks about like the why.
第二节提到如何去做，第三节提到为什么要这样做。
So let's go on to verse 2 then.
我们看第二节。
So now that we know we want to walk worthy, question is how do we walk worthy?
现在我们既然说我们要行事为人，要与蒙召的恩相称，如何去做呢？
Verse 2 says, Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
第二节就是说，凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
So Paul in verse 2 uses two sets of characteristics or attributes.
第二节保罗用两套的这个美德或者是美德来描述。
Okay, completely humble and gentle.
彻底的谦卑和温柔。
Patient, bearing with one another in love.
忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
Like these are, like just imagine if you go for a job interview, right?
你想象你去一个工作的面试。
And your boss or the interviewer asks you, tell me some of your strength.
你的老板在面试时问说，你告诉我你的特长是什么？
Most people will say, I'm a go-getter. I work hard. I never give up. I'm good at this skill. I have that attribute. We try to promote ourselves in such a way, right?
我们很多人就会说，哦，我很有目标，我很努力，我们会常常把我们的优点都表现出来。
But imagine you show up and you say, I'm humble, I'm gentle, I'm patient, I'm loving.
想象如果你告诉老板，我很谦卑，我很温柔，我很忍耐，我也很有爱心。
I mean, the guy's probably going to say, that's nice, but thank you and no thank you.
老板可能说很好，谢谢你，但不行。
Right, the world doesn't quite care about these kind of attributes. They don't care if they're patient. People don't care if they're loving, they're kind.
这个世界并不在乎这些美德，他们不在乎忍耐，也不在乎爱。
They care if you can get the job done or not.
他们在乎的是能不能把这个工作完成。
Yeah, these are the qualities God looks for in order for His church.
这些美德是神所要在教会中间寻找的。
Right, back to chapter 3, verse 10. God's goal is for the church to display the manifold wisdom of Christ.
回到第三章第十节，神的目的是要得知神百般的智慧。
And in order to do that, Paul says, you must be humble and gentle.
为了达到这个目的，神说你必须谦卑温柔。
You must be patient, kind, bearing with one another in love.
你也要温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。
He's not looking for leadership skills. He's not looking for talents. He's not looking for financial stability. He's looking for humility and gentleness.
他并不在找一个有领袖能力的人，或者是很有经济上稳定的人，他要找的是有这些神独特的这些美德的人。
Without humility and gentleness, we can do a whole bunch of things. Yes, we can get things done.
没有这些谦虚和温柔忍耐，我们可以做很多事，很多事情可以很快做好。
But according to Paul,We are not walking worthy of the calling.
但是根据保罗说，如果是这样，我们就没有与蒙召的恩相称。
At this point, you're probably asking me or asking Paul, it's like, yeah, that's nice, but what does walking worthy have to do with these virtues?
你可能会说，哎呀，这很好，但是到底为什么这些美德跟这个与蒙召的恩相称相关联呢？
Why is patient, humility, kindness, what does all that have to do with walking worthy?
这些谦虚、温柔、忍耐、爱心，到底为什么，或者到底怎么样跟这个蒙召的恩相称这件事相扯在一起？
Well, there's a common thing. All the attributes that Paul described here supports one thing.
这有一件重要，就是这所有这些美德都支持了一件重要的事。
That these attributes are essential for relationships.
这些的美德是关系里面最最重要的。
Or simply put, they are the fundamental elements for unity.
简单的说，他们是合一所需要的最根基的一些要素。
Or if you look at it from the opposite angle,
如果你从一个相反的角度去看，
you don't need to be patient, you don't need to be kind, you don't need to be humble if you're by yourself.
如果你单独自己一个人过日子，你不需要谦卑，你也不需要仁慈。
In fact, before I got married, I thought I was the kindest person in the world.
事实上，当我结婚前，我觉得我是世界上最有爱心的人。
I thought I was so gentle. I thought I was so humble.
我觉得我如此的谦卑，如此的温柔。
Nobody is as humble as me.
没有人像我这样谦卑。
Right? Really, I'm not making this up. That's really how I thought about myself.
我不是在骗你，我真是这么想自己。
And then I got married. After some time, you know, the me and the wife, we had some friction.
等到我结婚以后，一段时间，我跟我的姐妹就有一些的冲突。
And then the kids came out. I realized I have zero patience whatsoever.
等到孩子出来，我发现我真的是在忍耐上是零分。
And also that's where I realized I need these characters, I need these attributes.
现在我才知道我需要这些美德。
Oh, sorry. What time do I have? How much time do I have?
多少时间？
12:15. Okay. You guys need to be a little patient.
请大家忍耐。
So why is Paul urging us to walk in humility and gentleness?
为什么保罗要我们行事谦虚、温柔、忍耐？
What does gentleness, patience, and love with one another have? What does all those have to do with making God's wisdom known to the world?
为什么这些美德可以使得神的智慧被世人知道？
Let's go to verse 3.
我们看第三节。
Make every effort.To keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So let's quickly go back. The first half of Ephesians is Paul talking about what God has done for the church.
我们回头想，前半段的以弗所书是在讲神对已经为教会所做的。
That Christ has come, He died, He resurrected.So that he can build a body.
耶稣基督已经来，他死了，而且复活，因此他可以建造神的教会，就是他的身体。
So the church is a body of Christ. It's a temple.
教会就是基督的身体，就是圣殿。
It's composed of both the Jews and the Gentiles.
里头包含的是犹太人和所有的外邦人。
With Christ as the head.
耶稣基督是头。
So in order for this body to function, Our calling is to do everything to preserve the integrity of this body.
我们要使得这个身体能够功用运行，就是要尽所有的力量，使得这个身体真实的能够行事。
We need to protect it. We need to cherish it. We need to keep this body functioning.
我们需要保护它，珍惜它，使得它有功用。
A body that doesn't listen to its head.It's called dysfunctional.
当一个身体不听他头的声音，这是没有功用的身体。
And this body can no longer do what the body is supposed to do.
这样的身体不能再做身体所需要做的事。
And that's why Paul emphasized on the theme of unity over and over and over again.
所以保罗一而再、再而三地强调合一的重要性。
Now this unity is not uniformity.
记住，这个合一不是统一。
It's not sameness or robot copy and paste of one another.
并不是像机器人一样只是复印然后重新再制作。
That's most likely pressure from the outside.
那通常是从外面造成的一种压力才会这样做。
The unity Paul's talking about is a spiritual grace that comes from within.
合一是一个属灵的恩典，是从里面出来的。
Different parts of the body working together.
不同
purpose of that one body.
不同身体有不同的部分一起来工作，而形成整个这个身体该做的。
Paul says, in order for us to be united in the same spirit, we need a crucial element.
为了使我们成为一个身体，我们有一些很基础必要的一些要素。
In order for this body to stick together, we need a glue, and that glue is peace.
为了让身体能够这个粘合在一起，我们需要那个粘着剂。那个就是和平。
We know peace, right? We know that when there's peace, there's unity. We also know that when there's no peace, there's no unity.
我们都知道，有和平就有合一，没有和平就没有合一。
We also have all experienced when there's no peace, whether in your workplace, whether in your school, or whether at home, or even at church.
我们也知道，在没有和平的情况。比如说在学校在工作的场所在家中在教会中
Lack of peace directly translates to lack of unity.
缺乏和平直接的翻译就变成没有合一
Yeah, deep inside
在我
Deep inside we all have this like longing for peace.
我们内心的深处都有一个渴望我们希望有合一有和平
You know why?
你知道为什么吗
？Because we're made in God's image.
因为我们是从神的形象而造的。
God Himself is a source of peace.
神的自己就是和平。
When we move away from God, we lose that peace.
当我们远离神，我们就没有和平，也没有平安。
And so let's go back to this question: Why is unity so important?
回到这个问题，为何合一如此重要？
Again, throughout the New Testament, Paul constantly warns people against division and begs believers to strive for unity.
整个圣经，保罗一再的提示我们不能够分歧，而鼓励信徒竭尽全力要保持合一。
Stop fighting with each other. Look at what Christ has done for you. Stop going for your own rights. You need to strive for unity.
停止再互相争吵了，想想神耶稣基督为你们所做的不要再为了个人的权利而努力奋斗。
Why is unity such a big deal?
为什么这个合一如此的重要？
If you allow me, let's jump to a Gospel of John, chapter 17.
请我们看约翰福音第十七章。
This is Jesus' prayer before the crucifixion.
这是耶稣基督在上十字架前的祷告。
So this is before somebody passes away, whatever he says.
这是一个他要离去之前所说的最重要的话。
So this is exceedingly important. This is heavy in the heart of Christ.
这在耶稣心里是非常重要、非常沉重的。
Chapter 17, verse 21 to 23.
十七章。二十一节到二十三节。
That all of you may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be able be also in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you have gave me, that they may be one, as we are one. Verse 23. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity.Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
约翰福音十七章二十一节，使他们都合而为一，正如你在父正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。二十三节，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一， 叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Did you guys catch that in verse 21?
你有没有看到21节的特点？
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, just as.
这里有正如这两个字，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面。
The word just as.
这个字正如。
These two little words that usually sneak past by us.
常常是让我们很容易错失不去注意的字。
Right, you know, it's one thing to believe we can have unity if we come to church and hold our hands and sing and worship together, right?
那我们都相信我们有合一，我们一起来聚会，我们一起唱诗祷告。
Like we can go on a short-term mission trip, I can put up with you for this much amount of time, and then afterwards I go back home and you go back to your home.
你我都可以花这些忍耐一些时间，然后接着我们就各自回家。
But Jesus' prayer is just as the Father and the Son are one.
可是耶稣的祷告是正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，他们两个是合一的。
Do you know how close the Father and the Son is?
你知道父和子是如何的接近，如何的亲密呢？
Before the creation, like before anything was on, it's the Father and the Son.
在创立世界，所有事情发生之前，只有父和子。
They have never been broken.
他们从来没有分离过。
So Jesus is praying that I want my disciples to be one, just as the Father and the Son.
所以耶稣在祷告说，我要我的门徒彼此合一，正如我和父合一一样。
Can you imagine being so close with the person next to you, just like the Father and the Son?
你可以想象，就你跟你旁边的人那么的亲密，就像父和子那么的亲密一样吗？
Honestly speaking, I have never considered that as my goal in life.
我坦白说，我从来没有把这个当作我一生的目标。
You know, I can serve, I can lead, I can work with the kids, I can speak, I can go on trips. But being one with the church, just like the Father and the Son, is not really on my to-do list.
我可以服侍，我可以聚会，我可以照顾小孩，我可以参加旅游，退休会，但是想到我跟教会那么的亲密，像父和子那样，是从来不是我的人生的目标。
But when we gather together as a church, as a body, we ask, what does God want? What does Jesus want us to do? This is what He wants us to do.
可是当我们聚会在一起，我们来问，到底耶稣基督要我们在这样的聚集中做什么？这就是上帝要我们做的。
He want us to be one.
他要我们合而为一。
Just as the Father and the Son.
正如父和子一样。
Why?
为什么？
Why is Jesus so fixed on, like forcing us together just as one? And Paul is saying the same thing over and over. What's the big deal about being one?
为什么神这样子的费尽心力？好像强迫着把我们放在一起，保罗也一而再、再而三的一直讲，我们要合而为一。这个合一到底有什么特别
？The secret is in the end of verse 23, John chapter 17, verse 23.
秘密就是在约翰福音十七章二十三节。
This is again Jesus' own prayer.
这也是耶稣的祷告。
So that they may be brought to complete unity.Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you love me.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
And so our unity, our complete unity, somehow allows the world to see that Jesus is the Christ.
我们完完全全合一。就使得这个世人就知道了我们是他差来的。
Right, our complete unity shows the world that Jesus is the Christ.
我们完完全全的合一，向世人知道我们是耶稣基督的。
Which is in complete agreement with Paul's letter back in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, saying that we, the church, is to reveal, is to show the manifold wisdom of God.
这一句就直接的点明了以弗所书三章第十节讲，我们是教会，可以使世人知道神的奥秘。
The manifold wisdom of God is Jesus Christ.
这个神的奥秘，神的知识就是耶稣基督。
You know, I would think when we get together as a church, we can do programs, we can do good food, community service, retreats. Outreach, like these things, will allow people to know about Christ.
我们都认为我们在教会聚会，我们有社区服务，我们有退休会，我们有各样的活动，我们也有向外推展这些就能够让人认识神。
But the crazy part about the Bible is that's not how God works.
可是很令人觉得疯狂的是，那不是神做事的方法。
That's how we work, but that's not how God works.
那是我们做事的方式，不是神。
Yeah, Jesus says through our unity, our complete unity, the love and the wisdom of God, of Christ, will be made known.
耶稣是说，借着我们完完全全的合一，神的这个爱和智慧和种种的东西可以被世人知道。
Honestly, though, I don't know what a church that's in complete unity looks like.
事实上我并不知道完完全全的合一是如何。
What does it look like?
它看起来是什么样子呢？
But I do know the opposite.
我却知道是相反的。
Right, throughout COVID times, we got a little glimpse of what a broken church looks like.
在经过这个疫病，我们看到很多破碎的教会的样子。
Right, with our world that's getting smarter and faster and better with all this technology.
这个世界越来越聪明，有这些新发明。
Right, your cell phone, you can see, you can talk, you can hear people instantly, reach out to groups of people instantly anywhere from the world.
手机可以可以说话，可以看东西，可以立刻。到达远处的人。
Yet as of last year, 10% of Americans suffer from depression.
但是从去年来看，有10%的人，更多的人受这个抑郁症影响。
With mood disorder increasing, anxiety increasing the fastest among teenagers and young adults.
在年轻人、青少年中、大人中都有更多、这些、不能解决抑郁症的种种现象。
You guys wonder why?
有没有想过为什么？
Like we have all this technology that can help us reach people, yet somehow inside we're feeling more and more lonely.
我们有这些、科技可以让我们接触到更多的人，可是我们的内心反而越来越孤单寂寞。
Deep inside, we want this acceptance. We long for some sense of worth.
其实，在我们内心中，我们需要被接纳，我们需要知道我们的价值。
And if you're someone who feels unwanted, unloved, rejected, and unworthy,
如果你是一个觉得不被人要、不被人爱、被人常被人拒绝而觉得自己没有价值的人
，if you're someone like that。And then you walk into a church full of people who's completely united in love, patient, gentle with one another. Wouldn't you want to stay there for a little bit?
如果你到了一个教会，你发现那个教会里彼此的合一充满了爱心、忍耐、谦卑、温柔，你会不会想多留一下？
Or if you walk into a church where everyone's kind of just doing their own thing, would you want to stay there?
或者你到了一个教会，只看到人只想做自己的事情。你会喜欢留在那儿吗？
And so let me quickly go through a verse. Let's go back to Ephesians.
我们回到以弗所书。
Let's go through verse 4 to 6.
第四章从四到六节。
The basis of our unity. Why is God so fixed on wanting people to be united?
这是合一的一个根基，为什么神这么切望人要合而为一？
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But who? Yeah, verse 6. Yeah.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一喜，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
In this three little verses, the one came out seven times.
在这三个小段的经文中，一出现了七次。
One body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Father.
一个身体，一个圣灵，一主，一信，一喜，一神。
Why is Paul emphasizing on this oneness?
为什么神保罗这么强调这么多的一？
Because he wants us to realize God is one. God does not have conflicting agendas.
因为他要让我们知道保罗神只有一个，神没有一个冲突的这个概念。
We're not getting direction from multiple gods or deities.
我们不会有很多的神或者很多的神旨的一种观念。
We worship one God.
我们只敬拜一位神。
We have one body.
我们有一个身体。
We have one hope, one faith.
一个盼望，一个信心。
You know, again, back at work, most of us have multiple bosses.
回到我们的工作上看，很多人有很多的老板。
We have like the manager, project manager. We have our supervisor, and then we have the director, and then we have some maybe the VP.
我们有各种各种老板，有这个监督者，还有各式各样的老板。
And depending on how they feel each day, or how they're doing, or what's on their agenda, they may give you different directions.
不论他们的计划是什么，他们有不同的目标、不同的工作，他们也对你有不同的指示。
And on a good day, if their direction line up, then it's easy for you to proceed.
如果你那天不错的话，他给你的工作每一个都一排一条条排得很好，你就很顺利去做。
But sometimes these bosses of yours will give you conflicting directions, and then now you're kind of stuck in the middle. You don't know who to please.
但是有的时候老板给你不同的，甚至互相冲突的指令，你就会卡在中间，然后你不知道要先讨好谁。
But Paul is saying God is not like our bosses.
保罗说神不是像那些老板。
We have one Lord, one God, one faith.
我们是一个主，一位神，一个信心。
We all have the same Lord and Savior. We don't have multiple directions.
我们只有一个主，一个神。我们没有很多个方向。
We're a part of the same body. We're on the same team.
我们在一个身体里头，我们是在一个团队里头。
We have the same purpose.
我们也有一个目标。
So obviously, I don't have time to go deep into each individual ones. But big picture-wise, we need to see that God is one.
我们有很多的时间可以讨论每一个一的重点，但是基本的图画就是我们就是一个神。
We need to see the oneness of God, who is over all and in all and through all.
我们需要看见神的这个一是超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
God is in perfect unity with His Son and the Holy Spirit.
神与他的儿子和圣灵是完完全全的一。
So naturally, He wants His creation to experience the same level of harmony.
同样，他要他所创造的人也有同样的和谐。
Again, I really don't know what this perfect unity would look like.
诚实的说，我真的不知道这样完完全全的合一看起来是什么样子。
I don't even know what perfect unity in my family is going to look like.
我甚至不知道在我的家庭中完完全全的合一是什么样子。
I long for a day when it happens.
我很渴望有一天能发生。
But I also believe that God answers the prayers of His own Son.
但是我相信神听他儿子的祷告。
That when His Son prayed, Father, let them be one, just as we are one.
当耶稣他的儿子祷告，父啊，请让他们与合一，就如我和你合一一样。
How the Father is going to make that happen, I don't know, but what I do know is with God, all things are possible.
神会如何让这件事情发生，我不知道，但是我知道在神凡事都能。
So what does this look like in practice?
在实行上，这会看起来是什么样子呢？
Right, honestly, none of us say I don't want peace, I don't want harmony.
坦白说，没有一个人会说我不要和平，我不要和谐。
Seriously, we're all different, right?
但是严肃地说，我们都不一样。
I have enough trouble staying peaceful with my family.
坦白说
，for just a week.
我跟我的家人仅仅一个星期中能够保持和平，就是非常难的了。
And then Paul is asking us to be in complete unity with the church.
然而保罗却要我们在教会中完完全全的合一。
Not just this church in Newark or my church back in Wyckoff.
不是只有说在这里的纽华克教会或者我 Wyckoff 的教会。
Paul's talking about the universal church, the body of Christ.
保罗说的是宇宙性的教会是教基督的身体的。
The church across the street, the church that speaks another language, the church across the world, all these churches, including us, Paul says we need to be in perfect unity.
保罗在说对接的教会。说不同语言的教会或者别的国家的教会 和我们的教会通通要合在一起成为一个非常合一的团体。
Now let me ask you this. How do you like to spend time with someone who's always arguing and who's harsh?
我问你们你愿意花多少时间跟一个喜欢争论讲话总是很严苛的人说话。
Someone who's always trying to win an argument.
有的人总是想说话赢过我。
Somebody who's always trying to put you down.
有的人总是想把我压下去。
Everywhere this person goes is filled with drama and trauma.
每一个这个人说的话充满了这个闹剧。
Right, every word out of this person's mouth is complaints, curses, gossip, jealousy, and just angry words.
每一次这个人说话就是抱怨。攻击或者是嫉妒等等。
So when I'm describing this person, you probably have a picture or a face.
当我描述这些现象的时候，你可能脑海中已经有一个人的形象。
You probably know somebody that fits this kind of description.
你可能知道某人适合这些描述。
And we would want to, right? Naturally, we want to stay away from this kind of person.
很自然我们可以想要远离这样的人。
Like nobody in their right minds wants to spend time with such a person, right?
在你心目中你一定不想跟这样的人在一起。
Now let me ask you a question.
那我问你问题。
What if that person is you?
如果那个人是你呢？
What if you are the person that causes disunity, but you just don't know?
如果是你造成不合一呢？
But you can go, well, that person just, you know, that person just, I can't spend time with him. I just, that person makes me angry.
你会说，我就是没办法跟那个人在一起，他使得我很生气。
I say the things I say, I do the things I do because that person is just so frustrating.
我做的事，我做我想做的事，可是那个人就是让人非常的。受挫。
But in Romans, it says, if possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
但是保罗说，要你要尽力的与这人和睦相处。
If it's up to you, live at peace with everyone.
如果你可以的话，要尽力与众人和睦。
Do you have to continue the argument?
你是不是必须那样子的争论下去？
Do you have to win?
你是不是必须赢？
Or are you humble enough to say, in order to keep the peace, I'll be quiet?
或者你可以谦卑地说，为了保持和平，我愿意安静。
I often ask myself, you know, sometimes I come home from work, I'm tired.
我常问我自己，有的时候我因为工作很累，我回来累了。
I walk into the house.The house is a mess. The kids are just running around.
我进了家，家里乱七八糟，小孩到处跑。
But the moment I step foot in the house calms down.
可是我一踏进这个家，整个家就安静下来。
It's like the house becomes cold and silent because, oh my goodness, Daddy's home.
好，你在说哦，家里非常的安静，很好像窒息了一样，因为爸爸回来了。
Sometimes I feel like I'm the reason why there's no joy in this house.
有的时候我觉得是我是让这个家没有喜乐的原因。
So what if the house is a little messy? So what if the kids are a little noisy?
家里乱有什么关系？孩子闹有什么关系？
But do I have to be the one that's killing all the life in this house?
但是我是不是一个杀死这个家里的活力的一个来源？
I'm afraid to ask my kids if they want to spend time with me.
我有一点怕问我的孩子，他们愿不愿意花时间跟我在一起？
Of course, they're going to tell me the answer I want to hear.But deep inside, I can kind of tell.
当然我知道他们会说一些我喜欢听的，但是在内心的深处，我想我知道。
It's not easy to be humble and gentle.
并不容易要成为谦卑温柔的人。
It's actually not natural for us to be humble and gentle.
事实上，对我们做谦卑温柔的人是不自然的。
As I was preparing this message.
当我在准备这个讲章时
I'm just getting frustrated, I'm getting nervous, I want to kind of finish.
我很挫折感，我觉得很紧张，我很想赶快把它做完。
It's late at night, the kids are still noisy, I want them to go to sleep, but I also want to finish this.
我已经夜很深了，孩子还在闹，我也很累了，我又觉得我需要完成它。
So my wife asked me to,Go tuck the kids, say, put them to sleep, say a prayer, put them, just say good night.
我的妻子要我去带孩子睡觉，跟他们祷告，跟他们说 good night.
And before I went towards their room, my wife reminded me, be gentle with the girls.
当我准备要去跟他们这样做的时候，我的妻子提醒我，你要对女儿们温柔一点。
Because she knows naturally I'm not gentle.
因为她知道我本然的不是温柔的。
Naturally, I'm not peaceful.
天然的我并不是和平的。
I can give a sermon on being gentle and peaceful, but deep inside, I know I'm not.
我可以给一个讲道是温柔谦卑，但是我知道在我内心深处我不是。
And so I'm grateful of the little reminder my wife gave me.
所以我很感激我的妻子给我的小小的提醒。
Be gentle with my girls.
对女儿们温柔点。
That's exactly what Paul says. Make every effort to be peaceful.
这正是保罗所说的，竭尽全力要和平相处。
Being gentle, being humble, being peaceful is unnatural.
谦卑、温柔、和平是不自然的，不是天然的。
But Paul says, if we want to walk worthy of our calling, then make every effort to be humble, to be gentle, to be peaceful.
但是保罗说，我们若愿意行事为人，与蒙召的恩相称，我们要竭力的温柔、谦卑、和平。
Because in the heart, in God's heart, unity is so precious.
因为在神的心目中，合一是如此的宝贵。
See, when a person encounters An all-powerful God, he will be humble, he will be gentle.
当一个人面对接触到这个完全的神，这个人就会变得温柔、谦卑、和平。
When a Christian keeps his eyes on God instead of man, he will not be puffed up. In fact, it will make him more humble.
当一个人定睛在神的身上，而不是在人的身上，他就很自然就不会吹嘘自己，而能够谦卑。
I love what John Piper says.
我很喜欢 John Piper 这位牧师所说的。
If an ant measures himself by a skyscraper,
甚至蚂蚁就跟摩天大楼相比较的时候
，He will not call a flea tiny.
他不会称一个跳蚤很小。
If we keep our eyes on God,
如果我们眼睛盯着神看
，We won't.Be seeing the problems of people around us.
我们就不会看到四周人身上的问题。
But if all we see are people and not God,
可是如果我们一直看着人不看神，
then we start comparing.
我们就开始互相比较。
So in conclusion,
所以结论是
this chapter, this first chunk of, first section of chapter 4,
这个第四章的前面这一段，
this is a picture of, family unity.
这是一个全家 合一的一个图画。
Where each member sees the need of each other above his or her own.
在这里每一个成员看别人的需要大于自己的需要。
Doing what they need to do instead of what they want to do because there's gentleness.
做他们需要做的，而不是做他们想要做的，因为他们里头有温柔。
Of course, you don't need these characteristics if you're again at home by yourself.
没有错，当你一个人在家的时候，你不需要这些美德。
Or if you only surround yourself with people you like.
或者你跟你所喜欢的人一直在一起的时候，你不需要这些美德。
There's no need to be patient. There's no need to be humble. There's no need to be gentle if everyone makes you happy.
如果每一个人都让你开心高兴，你就不需要温柔谦卑忍耐。
So my question is to all of us: How are we doing with the church?
我的问题是，对我们每一个人来说，我们怎么样对待教会？
Do we have people that we actively avoid?
我们是不是有一些人是我们很刻意的要避免去接触的？
Do we have people that we really don't know enough?
还有，是不是有些人我们完全就是说我们都认识的不够？
Or nowadays, are we too busy?
或者现在我们是不是太忙了？
We need to ask ourselves, are we, if we think God's calling is for us, is worthy?
现在如果我们认为神的呼召是配的，
like is the calling of God worth our time and effort?
神的呼召是不是值得我们的时间，我们的努力？
Or is pursuing a better career or a job or a school more worthy?
还是我们追求一个更好的工作职业或者学校才是更有价值的。
For a lot of us, I'm speaking from my own experience and also for myself.
我从我自己的经验来说，
Church life is just a Sunday morning worship thing.
如果教会的本身只是礼拜天早上的聚会，
Maybe Sunday school or Friday night or if I'm up for it,prayer meeting throughout the week.
也许加上礼拜五查经或者是甚至加上祷告会。
I'm not saying corporate worship is bad.
我并不是说大家一起的敬拜不好。
But if you read the New Testament, the relationship with Jesus and disciples, or the Book of Acts, picture of Christian is something more lively than just church attendance.
可是如果你看到使徒行传里面讲到基督徒之间的相处就你会看见这个个人的相处是更活泼的。
It's not just congregating in a big auditorium or in a classroom setting, but it's in houses and dining table.
如果你不是只是看到一大群的在聚会厅里好像课桌椅这个在教室上课，而是你看到的是饭厅家庭的聚集。
The picture of a church unity, a church that's really together.
教会合一的是大家聚在一起，真实的生活在一起。
Like living, sharing the life together.
大家一起生活，一起分享大家的生活。
If you don't share this life, if you don't share your life.
如果你不去分享你的生活，不去分享别人的生活，
then obviously you don't need to be patient, you don't need to be gentle, you don't need to be peaceful.
很显然，你就不需要谦虚，不需要温柔，不需要忍耐。
But if you answer the call, if you tell yourself this call is worth it.
如果你回应神的呼召，你也告诉自己这个神的呼召是配得我花时间的。
Then you will open up your life, you will share your life. then when you start to exercise the humility, the gentleness, the peacefulness that God wants.
那你就会分享你的生命，也分享别人的生命，然后你就会开始学习啊，谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
As I mentioned before, during pandemic.
就像我说，在疫病期间。
God spoke to me. He told me I cannot continue to treat church as just another Sunday task. I check off the list.
神告诉我不能够再对待教会只是礼拜天一个例行公事，我只打个勾就好。
Like listening to sermons is good, but that cannot replace church life.
我听讲道很好，但是我不能够用它来取代教会的生活。
I'm not trying to accuse anyone here or listening to me. I just feel like church is so much more.
很抱歉，我不想要让你们觉得我在控诉你们你们在听我讲，但是我真的觉得教会是远远大过我们现在的情形。
It's not just the time we spend in church. It's the desire, it's the drive, it's the love we have for one another.
这并不是我们花时间加入教会，而是那个内心深处的渴望，要能够爱我们彼此之间的相爱。
When's the last time you called somebody to say hello?
什么是你上一次打电话给人家跟他说 hello?
Somebody you haven't seen in a while?
有些人你很久没看到了。
When's the last time you offered to pray for them?
什么是上一次你告诉他你会为他祷告？
When's the last time you shared a meal?
什么是上一次你跟他分享食物？
Like, as I'm asking these questions, I'm sure there are pictures.
当我问这些问题，我相信你脑中有一些的图画。
Maybe there are some brothers and sisters you haven't seen in a while.
也许有些弟兄姐妹你很久没看到了。
Maybe it's time to give them a call and see how they're doing.
也许这是打电话给他们，问问他们情况如何的时候。
Just remember how Jesus prayed.
就请记住耶稣基督的祷告。
Pray for complete unity so that the world can know that He is Christ.
他提到是我们要完完全的合一，所以让世界知道他是基督。
Amen.
同意吗？
Let's pray.
请我们一起祷告。
Jesus, we know that you will never ask us of anything that we cannot do.
耶稣基督，你知道你会问要我们做我们做不到的事情。
You will never ask us of us anything that you will not do.
你也不会要我们去做你不会去做的事情。
You have given us your life.
你给了我们一个很真实的生活，真实的生命。
Because you have lost your life.
因为你愿意失去你的生命。
You lost your unity from the Father.
你失去你与父的合一。
You are forsaken by the Father.
你被父亲所弃绝。
So that today we may be united with you.
所以今天我们可以与你合一。
Father, we pray that you may stir up our hearts, you may speak to us.
天父，我求你激动我们的心，向我们说话。
So that we may have this supernatural yearning to want to be united with you.
所以我们有这种超自然的渴望，要能与你合一。
So that we may want to be united, we may want to grow closer with fellow brothers and sisters.
所以我们愿意这样合一，至于我们可以与弟兄姐妹能够更接近。
Help us to step out of our comfort zones.
帮助我们踏出我们的舒适圈。
So that through our love for one another, people may know that you are God.
所以借着我们彼此这样子的相爱，别人可以认识你是真神。
All for the glory of your name.
我们这一切都为了你的荣耀。
Pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.